Each year, approximately 1.5 million used tires are discarded in Jamaica. A lot of these end up on landfills and in tire repair establishments. Others are burned. The emissions of mercury and other chemicals released by burning tires have been found to cause respiratory illnesses and have an adverse effect on the environment. Chief Executive Officer of SKD Haulage and Distribution and Jamaica Rubber Products Limited, Sherrod Filbert, says stacks of discarded tires at landfills also pose a threat to human health.
There's also the concern that tires stacked up at these sites create an ideal habitat for various kinds of vermin, as well as providing an excellent breeding ground for mosquitoes, children, and adults. Living in close proximity to these festering grounds are at risk of contracting mosquito-transmitted diseases.
Used tires eat up a great deal of landfill space, take decades to degrade, and have been known to cause sustained fires at landfills. The government has been seeking ways to reduce the threats posed by used tires at landfills, but it cannot make a significant impact on its own. Luckily, it won't have to. Recently, SKD Haulage and Distribution, SKDP, launched a rubber industry initiative, Jamaica Rubber Products Limited, said to help Jamaica reduce, reuse, and recycle used tires. The waste-to-profit initiative is expected to absorb up to 60% of waste tires in Jamaica over the next decade. The factory will reuse old tires to produce, among several products, a material called crump rubber, internationally used in road construction.
Jamaica Rubber Product will in fact employ the ambient process, which starts with the debeading or removal of tire around the rim of the tires and end with the production of rubber powder in various sizes ranging from 30 to 100 mesh.
Rubber asphalt has proven to be high in durability and strength and lasts up to 2 times longer than standard asphalt.
The crumb rubber produced from recycling of waste tire can be used in many areas to produce pavers, rubber mats, and rubber tiles from crumb rubber. These products will address the need of hotel and construction industry that are presently using pavers in their open spaces. They can also be used in establishments that need soft surfaces in their recreational area.
Sounds like a win-win for Jamaica, and not only in terms of a boost in the quality of the roads, but the recycling initiative will also create employment.
Rubber cycling will no doubt spawn subsectors with the possibility of significant levels of job creation. The Riverton City landfill, and there are hundreds, if not thousands of tires there which can be recycled. In fact, I'd say perhaps by now tens of thousands of tires. This would provide an income stream for members of the community to create jobs.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton. He says in addition to the absorption of used tires, the recycling plant will decrease the government's costs associated with solid waste disposal and reduce the number of landfills required to store used tires. So far, 12,000 used tires have already been collected.
Over the past 2 months, we have collected waste tires from dealers, tire repair shops, and other locations island-wide. We have also formalized contractual arrangements with several tire dealers for collecting their waste tires.
Chief Executive Officer of SKD Haulage and Distribution and Jamaica Rubber Products Limited, Sherrod Filbert. The recycling initiative is set to provide Jamaica with a viable material for road construction while decreasing the health and environmental risks associated with improper disposal of used tires. Jamaica Rubber Products, an affiliate of SKDP Haulage and Distribution Limited, is set to begin operations in July.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.